This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. While Fear May Be the Mind Killer on Arrakis, Dune Part 2 offers audiences stuck on Earth a distinctly different experience. Poised to become one of the best films of 2024, Denis Villeneuve's second part sequel builds upon the foundation laid by its 2021 predecessor, emerging as both a cinematic masterpiece and a landmark achievement in the science fiction genre. With sweeping visuals, compelling performances, and intricate storytelling that delves deeper into themes of power, politics, and faith, this installment solidifies Villeneuve's vision as one of the most ambitious in recent memory. Thrust back into the harsh desert of Arrakis, Paul Atreides, Timothy Chalamet, and Lady Jessica, Rebecca Ferguson, seek refuge and vengeance among the Fremen. Guided by the formidable Stilgar, Javier Bardem, Paul navigates his growing power as his destiny intertwines with the Fremen's fight against the Harkonnens' renewed control of Spice. Political intrigue and the looming threat of the Emperor's forces add layers of complexity to Paul's struggle, forcing him to make agonizing choices between his love for Chani, Zendaya, and his potential role as the Fremen's savior. Meanwhile, a new adversary, Fade Rotha Harkonnen, Austin Butler, emerges, further complicating the already perilous situation. As Paul becomes deeply involved in Fremen society, Jessica subtly attempts to guide him towards a position of power, blurring the lines of morality, mirroring the tactics she used within the Harkonnen court. Chani's relationship with Paul and her vocal skepticism about the prophecy drive much of the film's emotional core, creating a stark contrast with Stilgar's unwavering belief in Paul's destiny as the chosen one. This dynamic raises the central question: what are the consequences and implications of an outsider like Paul, despite his newfound connection to the Fremen, leading the oppressed? Exploring the dangers of fanaticism and unchecked power, the film delves into the potential pitfalls of blind faith. Anchored by stellar performances, Dune, Part 2 brings its characters to life with remarkable depth and nuance. Timothy Chalamet continues to captivate as Paul Atreides, showcasing his range as he grapples with the weight of his destiny. Rebecca Ferguson delivers a compelling performance as Lady Jessica, balancing her character's complexity with conviction. Javier Bardem's portrayal of Stilgar brings gravitas, while Zendaya's Chani injects a much-needed dose of heart into the otherwise bleak narrative. However, it's Austin Butler who truly shines as Fade Rotha Harkonnen. His chilling intensity elevates the film's tension, portraying the character with a nuanced complexity that walks the line between cartoonishly evil and genuinely terrifying. Filmed entirely with IMAX cameras, Dune, Part 2 captivates with its stunning visuals and masterful cinematography. Its breathtaking imagery overwhelms with its scale, contrasting fiery desert sunsets with the stark monochromes of the Harkonnen's black sun-drained home world. Meticulous camera work, emphasizing verticality, grants each scene a monumental feel. This visual feast is further amplified by a relentless spectacle, transforming the film into a thrilling war epic. From Fremen assaults on spice harvesters to the mind-bending sandworm rides, the action sequences are meticulously crafted and exhilarating. Despite its epic scale, the narrative remains paramount, keeping audiences invested in the characters' struggles. As a longtime admirer of Denis Villeneuve's work, Dune, Part 2 surpassed my expectations. It immerses viewers in the captivating world of Arrakis, intricately weaving themes of power, politics, and faith into every scene. The stunning visuals and thrilling action sequences elevate the experience, leaving me eagerly anticipating the next chapter. Villeneuve's visionary storytelling and filmmaking prowess solidify his position as a trailblazer who pushes the boundaries of the medium. In visualizing Frank Herbert's universe, he's not just crafting a remarkable film but potentially creating one of the best sci-fi trilogies in modern cinema. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.